First of all, I want to express my gratitude for all your love and feeding us well through the Liangs.
第一，我要谢谢你们啊，你们的爱，还有你们丰富的供应，特别是你们送到梁弟兄家的那些美好的晚餐。
When I saw Michelle, she doesn't look like she had surgery.
我觉得好像梁姊妹没有动手术的样子。So
she must be being carried by lots of prayer.
所以我知道有许多的祷告扶持着她。See,
look at her. See, does she look wonderful?
你看她，看起来多健康啊。
So we want to thank you for your hospitality and especially the Liangs making it possible to host us this week.
谢谢你们的爱心和照顾，也谢谢你们这一个礼拜接待我们在这里的行程。
We just came back from 4 days of meetings with Brother Xu and Deborah and a number of Chinese leaders involved with Back to Jerusalem.
我们刚刚过去四天里跟许多在中国归回耶路撒冷这个侍奉、这个事工的领袖们聚集。These
meetings were attended by brothers and sisters from India.
有印地来的弟兄在我们的聚集里。Thailand. 泰国的。Several
from Korea.
还有一些韩国的弟兄姊妹。And
of course, predominantly Chinese.
那当然，主要的组成分子还是中国的弟兄姊妹。Did
I forget anyone? Vietnam, there was an older brother from Vietnam.
还有一位弟兄是从越南来的。A
wonderful missionary from Vietnam into China.
是从越南进入中国的一个宣教士。You
know, for some amazing reason, the church in China is sending forth many more missionaries than the church in China, proportionately.
Say it again.
The church in Korea is sending forth proportionally. There are only 22 million people there, but if you do the comparison, they send forth many more missionaries.
很奇妙的是，就是就的百分比而言，韩国所派出的宣教士远远大过中国的教会所差派出去的。
So much of the church is being financed in China from outside sources.
很多呢，中国的教会都依靠外来的资源。
So please pray for an upcoming mission that Phil and I have been asked to do in working with some of the businessmen in China who are very wealthy.
也请你们在祷告中纪念，因为我跟Phil弟兄呢，在不久之后要到中国跟一些商人的基督徒在一起分享我们的负担。
But Mammon has a very severe and powerful grip on them.
但是中国的政府呢，在这些人身上也有很大的力量。
So the Lord wants to release himself in a mighty, profound, and final way in the church in China. To complete the Great Commission so he can return. So please pray for these dear brothers and their heart to see God's work accomplished in our generation.
所以请你们纪念在中国的基督徒，愿神在中国的旨意在最后这一段得以完成。
So it's a real blessing to have Phil with me since he accompanied me to China on my second trip there last March.
我很高兴在我第二次到中国的时候呢，神让Phil弟兄跟我一起去。
The first time I went as a guest of Peter Xu, I was alone.
第一次我去的时候，我是当时地下教会的一个弟兄，徐弟兄的，被受他邀请，我一个人去的。
The Lord made it very clear to me that if his work is to be done in his way, every word must be established on the basis of two witnesses.
后来神让我很清楚地知道，若是要他的工作界的我成就什么呢？必须是要两个两个一起蒙差遣出去。
So I was in prayer for the next 2 years as to who that witness would be that would accompany me the next time, which was being planned.
所以接下来两年，我就在主面前等候，让主向我显明谁是我的同伴。
God's spiritual history and working in my life perfectly dovetailed with a very different kind of a brother. Phil Beach, our spiritual history being very similar, but obviously, if you look at us, we are very different.
感谢主，主预备的是我们亲爱的Phil弟兄。如果看我们外表是非常不相像的，但是我们在属灵上的学习却是很类似的。Which
is a real blessing to me that we're that different.
但是为了我们的不同，我觉得是一个很大的祝福。I'm
glad there's no more of me.
我很高兴哦，因为他跟我是非常，他的学习跟我是非常不同，所以我们俩在一起的时候是没有重复的部分。
So the Lord opened up a door for us to travel through 6 provinces and meeting with several hundred church leaders in China.
上次我们去的时候去了6个省份，几百个聚会的点。
And we, our primary message was the day of visitation, 1 Peter 2:12, and what that means in its eschatological or end time sense.
当我们在那里分享负担是彼得前书二章十二节，特别讲到主他自己莅临在百姓当中的光景。
And who is Jesus Christ is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star arising in our hearts.
我们讲到耶稣基督他是大卫的根，也是明亮的晨星在我们的心中出现。
And what is the nature and character of God's end time overcoming remnant?
还有神在末后世代那个得胜的余民，他们的性格跟特点是什么？
So in each place we would attend, it would be from 15 to 18sessions with these leaders.
每到一处我们都差不多有15到18堂的聚会跟当地的教会的领袖们。
Brother Peter said that all the workers were deeply impacted by the word of God and have a great need for this to continue.
徐弟兄也就是他的英文名字是彼得弟兄，他跟我说在当地的同工深受帮助，愿这样的事工能够继续。
As Timothy is very aware, there's a tremendous need for leaders to be really grounded, not only in the Word of God, but to really understand God's message for this hour.
梁弟兄也很了解，因为他常去中国，他晓得当地地下教会的领袖何等需要在神的话语上有好的根基，并且明白神在这个世代做工的法则。
And also, please pray for a training center and equipping center that is now in the process of being. Organized for Chiang Mai, Thailand.
现在在泰国呢，是因为为我们预备了一个训练的中心，正在进行当中，也请各位在祷告中预备。
So thank you for your prayers, and now let us consider God's word together.
谢谢你们给我一点时间介绍主的话，介绍我们自己。现在我们一起读一点主的话。
It takes a long time before we can begin to think.God's thoughts and to move in His ways.
让我们要花很长，我们需要花许多的时间才能慢慢了解神的话、神的行动和神的道路。
For God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and His ways are not our ways.
因为神的意念不是我们的意念，神的道路也不是我们的道路。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are God's thoughts and God's ways.
天离地有多高，神的意念和他的道路也是怎样。
And yet Ephesians 2:6 says that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places.
以弗所书第二章也告诉我们，我们与基督一同坐在天上。
So morally and spiritually, we need to get there.
所以呢，我们在属灵的那个认识里面需要达到那个地步。
The whole pursuit of the Christian life, that is growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们整个基督徒的生活的追求呢，是要在认识基督上有长进。
We are to grow up.
我们要往上增长
up into him with reference to all.
长到基督里
We're to press for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ.
要得着神在耶稣基督里召我们从上面召我们来得的奖赏
We are to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们要长成基督他完满的身量
And so God has a tremendous task at hand.
所以在神的手中是有一个很艰巨的工程的
So how is he going to accomplish his purpose in our generation?
那在我们这一代的身上，神要如何做成这样的工作呢？
We need to recognize from God's perspective a very essential truth.
我们必须从神的这一面来看一些很重要的真理。
When God looks upon the human race, he only sees two men.
当神看人类的时候，他只看见两种人。
He sees Adam and his descendants and Christ and his spiritual seed or his spiritual descendants.
他是看见亚当和他的后代以及基督他的属灵的子孙。
When we become Christians, we are transferred from Adam to Christ.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们乃从是亚当的后代里移到了基督的后代。
This is what baptism means.
这就是受浸的意义。
The word baptism is translated from the original language into the English, but it's transliterated, but it is not translated.
受浸这个词呢，从原文翻到英文的时候是把意思翻过来了，但是没有的旧的字一字逐字逐句的意义翻过来。
So when the scripture says we've been baptized into Christ, baptized in his death, that's
所以圣经告诉我们，受浸归于基督是归于他的死。
The word in the secular was used of, for example, a ship on the water. If it would sink and disappear under the waters, the ship was baptized.
就着我们世界的语言讲，比如说一个船触礁了，沉到海底，那这个船呢就是受尽的。
And what happened to the ship?
那船发生了什么事呢？
It disappeared.
就不见了。
The ship went into the water, and the water went into the ship.
船进入了水中，水也进入了船中。
That's baptized into Christ.
这就是受尽归于基督的意思。
The same word, baptizo, was used of a piece of garment.
或者呢，说一件衣服。
A white piece of garment before it was dyed.
在一个白色的衣袍上，在它被染色之前。
You would take this garment and you would dip it or baptize it into the dye.
所以你就把这个衣服呢浸于那个染色的染料里。
The garment goes into the dye, and the dye goes into the garment.
让这件事过程当中的衣服呢就浸在染料中，染料也进入衣服的组织里。
When the garment comes forth, it now carries the attributes and the identity of that to which it has been baptized.
当你这个把衣服从染料中拿出来的时候，这衣服已经满了染料它的性质。
So we've been baptized into Christ.
所以我们受浸归入基督也是这样。
1 Corinthians 12:13, by one Spirit were we all baptized into Christ.
哥林多前书12:13讲到说，我们浸于一灵。
We were all made to drink of one spirit.
我们饮于一灵，浸于基督。
And Galatians 3 says that we who have been baptized into Christ have become one, that is one new man.
我们受浸归于基督的乃是归为一。
That there's neither Jew or Gentile, bond or free, but there's just one new humanity.
因此没有犹太人，没有外邦人，也没有为奴的，也没有自主的，因为都成为一了。
So when we come to church, usually we try to be identified with who we are in Christ.
所以当我们来到教会的里面，我们必须知道我们在基督里是谁。
You can see how I'm affected by Western thinking. Come to church. I mean, we are the church.
你看我的思想受了我们西方文化的影响。我说来到教会，事实上我们就是教会。
So allow me to correct that misnomer.
所以我要把这个字稍微改，我刚才讲的改一下。
None of us came to church today.
我们今天都没有来到教会。
We the church have gathered together into this facility.
而是我们这些神的教会今天在这个建筑物里面聚集。
And so hopefully that we are displaying that humanity that comes out from Christ and is a representation of Christ.
盼望我们在这的聚集我们陈列或是彰显基督他是谁。
However, if you want to know who we really are, just we'll have a little camera.And a microphone secretly put in our garment somewhere and follow us for the rest of the week.
你如果真正知道你是谁呢？你最好有一个秘密的相机跟麦克风放在身上，一整天追踪我们的情形。
Of course, the Holy Spirit is fully aware anyway.
但是圣灵是非常清楚我们每一刻的行动。
And who are we the rest of the week?
那我的问题说，我们在主日以外这一周其他日子里，我们是怎样的人？
See, that's the real deal.
那个才是一个真实的情形。
And so we need to look at the nature of the two humanities.
所以我们要明白人性的两种情形。
And so let's begin by we'll just look at several scriptures together and notice the contrast between the two men or the two humanities.
让我们现在一起来看一些圣经的话，来明白我刚才所说这两种人的情形。
And so let's begin with 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们看林前十五章。
And let's just read, we're just going to just extrapolate or extract those verses that will help us focus on this issue of two humanities.
我们集中看一些经节可以来帮助我们了解我刚才所说两种人的这个意义。
So we'll begin with 1 Corinthians 15 and we'll just read verses 20 through 22.
我们读林前十五章二十一、二十二节。
They can read it together if they wish. Yeah.
我们一起读，死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
So we see the contrast, we see the two humanities.
看到这里有两个人，一个是亚当，一个是基督。
Christ, and then Adam, the first man, Christ, the second man.
第一个人，首先的人亚当，以及末后的人基督。
Have you ever heard anyone use the phrase, Jesus is the second Adam.
有没有听过有人描述基督乃是末后的亚当？
You'll find no support of that in the scriptures.
但是在圣经里没有这样的注解。
Jesus Christ is not the second Adam.
耶稣基督他不是第二个亚当。
He's the second man.
他是第二个人。
He's the last Adam.
他是末后的亚当，对不起。
These terms are interrelated, but they're not the same.
这些名词呢是彼此息息相关，但却不完全一样。
So let's note how their usage in the passage of the concerning the resurrection.
所以我们来看看这些经节对着他的复活的解释是什么。
Paul is contrasting the natural body, that is the body that we have, which is governed by the soul.
是保罗在这里讲到我们的天然人的生命啊，跟我这个就是我们的魂生命。
In contrast to the future resurrection body that will be governed by the Spirit.
在讲到将来那个复活而有的那个身体是由圣灵来掌权的。
And then so he brings this to a conclusion beginning with verses 45 through 49.
所以呢他做了一个结论在45到49节这里。
Now before we read this, it's important that you see the contrast is between the spiritual and the natural.
在这里要注意那个属灵的跟属肉体的那个分别。
So I need to have a little discussion with Michelle. The word natural in the Chinese Bible, how is that translated? What is the word?
Flesh.
Flesh. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, in the New Testament, flesh is sarx and natural is sukikos. It's totally different. So the Chinese interpreters didn't quite grasp the meaning of the word, or translators, I mean.
Flesh.
So the word used for natural is flesh?
我们书写器的中文书写器英文不是讲 flesh 吗 Flesh, 就肉体书写器的。
Oh, well boy, I'm glad I asked the question because see, I could be talking about something. You'd be thinking about one thing and God, the Holy Spirit means something else. Okay. All right.
他在讲 sorry, just a second.
44
节他在问我们那个属中文是属血气的身体但在英文里讲是 natural
yeah see verse 44 the natural and spiritual the
contrast 他问我们中文是用哪一个字 in a way 那血气我跟他说是 flesh do you have 你们有没有更好的翻译、
yeah. okay.
如果我说的不对的话
we have to understand that this does not mean flesh it means that which is governed and characterized by the life of the soul
在这里呢他说原文的意思还不只是讲到说是这个肉体的而是说那个我们的魂生命
It is the soulical body in contrast with the spiritual body
这里讲到魂生命与属灵生命的那个不同点
It is the body that is adapted to express the nature of the soul in contrast to the body that is expressed the nature and character of the spirit.
讲到一个呢是一个活在那个属魂的那个生命的原则跟控制跟特性的里面一个是在活在属灵的它的原则跟特性的控制里面。
Paul makes this an issue in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
神在不保罗在临前讲到这个事情。
We will come back to that a moment so you can see that this is a very serious condition that these believers were in.
我们过一会儿再回来看你可以看到当时教会里的基督徒他们的严重的问题。
When we say is someone spiritual versus carnal, that can mean one thing.
一个人他是在肉身的里面呢或是在属灵的里面是一件事。
But to contrast someone between one who is spiritual and natural is something more difficult to discern.
但是要来分辨一个人是在属灵的光景里呢还是在属魂的光景里是比较难分辨的。
Much of our Christianity in the West, if it is not carnal, it is natural. It is natural, governed by the soul.
所以在我们西方的文化里面我们讲如果你不是在肉体的里面你就是在魂的里面。
That means it has its derivation from the old Adam in a religious sense.
就旧的宗教的意义意义来说呢就好像你还是在亚当他的后代的这个原则里。
The Old Testament representation of that would be Cain.
旧约里面的代表人物就是比如说该隐。
He would take the best fruits from the ground that he carefully worked and with, he took the best that he had and offered them to God.
因为他比如说他献祭的时候他是把他自己辛苦在土里所种的所出产的最好的来献给神。
Versus Cain, who brought that which was not of his own works or anything he produced, but that which represents the sacrifice of Christ.
那与该隐不同的就是亚伯，他所献上的不是他自己劳力所得着的，而是能够反映神的那个将来要牺牲他儿子的心意，他献上了羊羔。
So it wasn't a carnal, fleshly man that killed in Cain that rose up and killed Abel.
所以不是这个该隐这个肉身的人呢杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
It was a man who had a false spirituality. It was the natural man, Cain.
而是他的这个这个属魂的这个天然人，他因为对着属灵的事有不正确的认识，这个杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
So we'll read verses 45 through 49 together, please.
我们一起读45到49节。
And so we see here that in the resurrection, the last Adam became.What he was not before resurrection, he became a life-giving spirit. The Lord Jesus, as the last Adam in resurrection, became a life-giving spirit.
耶稣基督乃是那个末后的亚当，当他从死里复活之后，他那个成为叫人活的灵。
You see, Adam, when he was created, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
而当亚当被创造的时候，乃是神向他吹了一口灵气，生命的气息。
And he became a living soul.
他就成为一个有灵的活人。
And as Adam in that sinless state, he became a living being.
所以在他在一个无罪的状态里边，他成为一个活的魂。
But he could not impart spirit.
但是他对属灵的事情还没有参与。
He was not tested. He had not yet partaken of the tree of life.
他还没有，因为他还没有吃生命树的果子。
He is sinless but not perfected.
他是没有罪的那个时候，但是他还不是完全的。
So before he ever attained sonship, he sinned and died.
但是在他得着儿子名分之前呢，他犯罪堕落死亡了。
And when we read Romans 5:12 through the end of the chapter, we see what happened.
你读罗马书第五章的时候，你就看到所发生的事。
When he sinned,
他犯罪的时候，
the consequences of sin, which is spiritual death,
罪的工价就是属灵的死亡，
spread and permeated all mankind.
而死亡就进入了人类的里面。
This was spiritual death.
这是属灵的死亡。
It was like leavening the whole humanity with death.
就好像一个笑进入了整个全人类，把死亡带进人类的里面。
Death is primarily means separation from God.
死亡在这里的定义说是与神隔绝。
And so we see in this contrast here, Jesus Christ as the last Adam, because of resurrection, became not a living soul, but a life-giving, imparting spirit.
我们在这里看到基督呢，借着从死里复活，他成为一个可以把生命气息带给人的那一位。
Now, verse 46 is a spiritual principle that's true not only of the resurrection body, but true of our spiritual lives.
不仅呢是在我们肉体上是这样，对我们属灵的生命也是如此。
When we are born again, we are not first spiritual, but we are primarily governed by our natural.
在我们重生之前呢，我们是按照我们的肉体和血气在生活。
That is the natural being, that which is governed by the life of the soul.
但是我们在一个天然人的结构里面，是靠着我们的魂生命在过日子。
We need to have God confirm things to us, and we need to have all that which makes us feel and sense God's presence.
很多时候，我们需要神向我们证明或者感觉到神自己。
That is, these are that which represents the stimulation of the five senses that gives us evidence that God.Is real.
表示我常常我们需要靠我们的五个感官才能够觉得说哦神是真的。
Then when God withdraws that phenomenon from our soul, we go into great distress.
当神把那些感觉我们可以感觉到他同在的这些证明挪去的时候呢，我们好像就陷入一个属灵的沮丧里。
In other words, when we become a grain of wheat and fall into the ground and begin to die, we sometimes think there's something wrong.
但是除非我们真的像一粒麦子落了地里死了，我们不认识这件事情的时候，我们会觉得说，哦，好像不太对劲。
But it's the outer solical man that is in the process of disintegration.
事实上发生的事情是什么呢？就是我们外面这个属魂的人的情形慢慢的脱落。
In order that the inner man, the hidden man, the new creation identity might spring forth in resurrection.
这个目的呢，是叫我们里面的人呢，因为就能够经历耶稣基督所带来的复活。
So that the spiritual life and identity might come forth in a transcendent way over any of that which would be governed by the soul. In other words, the soul will then become the slave of the spirit rather than the spirit being a slave of the soul.
当我们有这样子一个进展的时候呢，渐渐我们的灵会控制我们这个魂。
And so mature Christians do not need to have emotional stimulants.
所以很多成熟的基督徒并不需要很多那个感觉上的刺激，说感觉到主的自己。
The soul is dependent upon the five senses of the body.
因为我们的魂常常靠着这个五官的感觉来生存的。
The spiritual man lives by faith in the Son of God.
一个属灵的人呢，乃是因信神的儿子而活着。
Where life comes from him into the spirit.
或者呢是借着他从圣灵来的生命而活着。当我们的魂与主同死与主同定。
It is then that Jesus is discovered as a life-giving spirit.
在那个时候呢，你才会发现基督乃是给生命的灵。
And so,the spiritual is not first, but the natural, that which is governed by the soul, and then the spiritual.
所以属灵的不是在先，乃是属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
The first man, referring to Adam, is from the earth, earthy.
第一个人呢，乃是亚当，他是一个属地的，属土的。
In fact, in the Hebrew, the word earthy is Adama. It means red, earthy.
在原文里讲，他是那个好像红土，是属地的。
But the, notice the second man.
但第二个人呢？
Some translations have is the Lord from heaven.
第二个人在某些译本里面讲到说，他这个第二个人乃是从天上来的主。
So we have a contrast here between the natural and the spiritual.
在这里有一个很明显的对照，一个是属天然的，一个是属属灵的。
Between from what is from the earth and from what that which is from heaven.
一个是从地出来的，一个是从天来的。
You see, Jesus, he was born.In real humanity.
主耶稣他降生的时候他是成为一个完全的人。
That seed, the ovum in Mary, was from the earth, earthy.
而这个在玛利亚里面的那个种子呢却是从属土出来的。
But since there was no human father, there was no transmission of sin.
但是因为他没有一个肉身的父亲，所以呢他就没有继承到任何的罪。
But when Jesus was born as a little child, he was 100% natural. He was not spiritual.
但耶稣他是一个小男孩的时候，他是百分之百在天然人的里面。
And you can write down these verses, Luke 2:40 and 52.
在路加福音二章四十二节四十节，嗯，还有五十二节，都可以看到这件事。
And Hebrews 5:8-10.
还有希伯来书第五章八到十节。
He grew in the grace of knowledge of both God and man.
就是他的智慧和身量，神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
So in his deity, he could not grow.
若是他是在神性的里面呢，他就不需要增长。
But in his humanity, he grew.
但是因为他在人性的里面，所以他有一个成长的过程。
And progressively, as he grew,
当他成长的时候
he went from being a natural man to a spiritual man.
他从一个天然人的情况里面长成了一个属灵的人。
And when he had learned obedience to the things which he suffered,
他也要借着苦难顺服得以学的他借着苦难学会了顺服。
He offered himself to God on the cross without spot or blemish.
他把自己无瑕无疵的献给神在十架上。
And this he did through the eternal spirit which united him to the Father.
这个借着永远的灵呢，他与父联合了。
And so Jesus, as the last Adam, he came and completed what the first Adam never completed.
所以主耶稣他是那个末后的亚当，他来了，完成了首先的亚当所不能完成的。
So when Adam, before he fell, was to progress to the place where he had become a spiritual man.
首先的亚当呢，在他堕落之前呢，他是在一个成长的逐渐成长的过程，要长到成为那个有属灵的人。
But since he sinned,
但是因为他犯罪了
he was plunged into death immediately.
他就立刻进入一个属灵的死亡。
See, Genesis 2:17, the scripture says, "In the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in that day you shall die."
因为创世纪二章很清楚地讲到说，你吃那果子的日子必死。
Now he lived physically and solely for another 930 years.
虽然在他的肉身天然肉身里，还有他的魂生命里面，他又活了900多岁。
And he died physically because when he sinned, he was then dead in trespasses and sins.
他最后肉身会死亡，乃是因为他是死在罪恶过犯之中。
If you want to read the commentary on that, you can look at Ephesians 2:1-3.
如果你要找任何的注解呢，在圣经自己里面，以弗所书第二章里面就提到这件事。
His spirit now dead to God is now subject to the satanic spirit or the prince of the power of the air.
因为他的灵向着神死了，所以他的灵就向着空那个污撒旦仇敌的那个世界敞开。
And so his soul, instead of being actuated by his human spirit, is now actuated by the prince of power of the air.
所以他的魂呢，就受这个空中属灵恶者的那个他的影响。
In other words, he is dead in trespasses and sins and alienated to God.
所以呢，他就死在罪恶过犯之中，成为神的仇敌。
So the last Adam came and completed the mission that the first Adam did not complete.
所以末后的亚当来了，完成了首先的亚当所没有完成的事。
If you compare the text of Genesis 1:26 and 27 with Genesis 5:2, you'll see something very interesting.
如果你拿创世纪第一章跟第五章来相比较的时候，你会看见一件有趣的事。
Adam was created in the image and likeness of God.
亚当被造的时候乃是按照神的形象和样式造的。
And that image involves both male and female as one humanity.
那是一个完整的人性，是带着男性，是包括男性与女性的。
The word translated man is Adam.
所以这个人的他的原意是亚当。
And when we see in Genesis chapter 5 that all Adam's descendants were born in his image.
但是呢，我们来到第五章，讲到亚当他的一连串的后代的时候，就看到这些后代是按照亚当的形象和样式出生。
And we, like Adam's descendants, bear the image of the fallen man.
你我呢，都是亚当的后代，带了亚当的形象和样式。
And so when the Holy Spirit baptizes us into Christ, there is a complete transition from one humanity to another.
所以当我们受灵浸归于基督的时候呢，我们就很清楚的从一个亚当移到另外一个亚当，首先的亚当移入了末后的亚当。
If you would like to read a very excellent series of messages on this subject,
如果你对这个话题特别有兴趣的话呢，
you can get a copy of the book titled "The Great Transition from One Humanity to Another." That's a capital A.another. Or you can order it from the reference section there at Emmanuel Church in Tulsa.
或者你可以在网上购买。
That'll help dilate this for you today.
会帮助我们就是吸收消化我今天所说的这个点。
All right, so we see that the last Adam came and he learned obedience to the things that he suffered.
所以这个末后的亚当来了，他借着苦难也学习了顺从。
He made the complete and full transition from the natural to the spiritual.
所以他完整的从这个天然人里面长成了这个属灵的人。
So just before going to the cross on the Mount of Transfiguration, something amazing happened.
所以在他钉十字架之前，在变化山上，一件奇妙的事发生了。
He was transformed.
他改变形象了。
And light came forth from his being.
你看到生命从他的里面出来。
And all that God intended for man was then seen.
所有神当初造人所要成就的，那一天在变化山上写出来。
In Psalm 8,
在诗篇第八篇。
God's intention was to crown man with glory and honor.
我们看到神要人得着尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
But when man sinned, God lost his companion.
但是当我们犯罪之后呢，神就失去了他这个同伴。
He lost his king.
他失去了他的王，他的最亲的最亲近的那一位。
That he was not yet a king, but he was potentially a king. He was not yet a king. He was not yet constituted. He did not go through the test, take the tree of life, and then become God's king. He never made.
因为亚当在那个时候呢，他没有吃生命树的果子，他在一个那个逐渐成长变成属灵人，成为神的王神的最亲近的那一位的过程中，但他失败了，所以他从来没有成为神所要得着的。
So on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was crowned with glory and honor.
但是在变化山上，耶稣得着荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
In other words, he had finished his course.
就是表示他已经完成了他的工作。
All that remained was that he go to the cross and become our sin substitute.
就表示他已经完成了他要修的课程，剩下的就是他要到十架上为我们舍命。
And in that cross,
在十架上
，the last Adam is finished.
在十架上，末后的亚当结束了。
The word last is eschatos. It means last and final. There will be no other Adam.
末后的意思就是说完成了结束了最后一个再也没有了
The Adamic race is terminated.
这整个受咒诅的这个族类已经被解决结束了
The old has disappeared.
旧的都过了
And then he was buried.
然后主耶稣被埋葬了
When you read Romans 6 you see that that becomes our story.
如果你从罗马书第六章来看的时候你就看到我们的故事从这里开始了
Now when he is raised from the dead
当他从死里复活
That did not happen until he had first tasted death for every man.
因为他先为众人尝了死味。
So when he's plunged into death, he not only died physically, but he died as the representative of the entire Adamic race.
当他死亡的时候呢，他不仅仅是进入身体的死亡，而是代为着所有亚当的族类，他尝了死味，他成了那个代表，代替我们死了。
And in that death, God allowed Satan.To literally impregnate that Adamic man in that place of death.
在那个死亡里面，神允许撒旦好像紧紧的将他抓住审判。
So all the powers of darkness embedded themselves in that fleshly Adam, which he became as our representative.
所以整个黑暗的权势紧紧的钳住了我们的主耶稣，这位末后的亚当，也是所有亚当族类的代表。
And if you compare Colossians 2:11 with Colossians 2:15,
如果你看哥罗西书二章十一节或二章十五节
2:11 there's the removal of the body of flesh. That word removal is the stripping off of a garment. In Colossians 2:11, no, we can turn there, sure. I have these in my mind, but it's probably easier to read them. So we see in the testimony in Colossians 2:11.In him you were circumcised with the circumcision made with our hands, and here's the word, in the removal of the body of flesh and by the circumcision of Christ.
在这里讲到说你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
So Christ in his death by identification became one with the fleshly Adam.
耶稣基督他的死是与亚当他的肉体来认同的。
Not only Adam's sin became one with, him, with our Lord Jesus Christ, but the whole nature and humanity of Adam.
不仅他的犯的罪那天主来认同，而且他整个的罪性，他的整个的特性都主都一同认同了。
So that in Christ's death, the whole Adamic nature was circumcised; it was removed and went into the grave.
所以当基督为我们死的时候，整个亚当的族类一起也受了一个割礼，就是一起也被脱离了，一起进入了那个坟墓。
See, circumcision is the Old Testament Jewish frame of reference.
割礼呢是一个旧约里面犹太人的他们所做的一件事。
Verse 12 brings the same imagery over into New Testament in terms of baptism.
在第十二节的时候呢，借着受浸呢，带来一个新的情形。
Buried with him in baptism.
说你们受洗与他一同埋葬。
in which you were also raised up through him.
也就在此与他一同复活。
Through the working of God who raised him from the dead.
都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
Because he is our representative.
因为主耶稣是我们的代表。
As the second man in resurrection.
他是那个第二个人从死里复活了。
As the last Adam, Adam is terminated.
他是那个末后的亚当，并且把亚当也解决了。
In resurrection, he becomes the second man.
从借着复活，他成为了第二个人。
We were made alive together.
我们与他一同复活。
With him, having been forgiven us all of our transgressions.
并且呢，神也赦免了我们一切的过犯。
And on that cross, God canceled out the IOU, the certificate of debt.
十四节讲到说，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句。
All the righteous and holy laws demanded by the old covenant.
所有从旧约来的那些显出我们不义的那些律法。
All these rules and regulations, thou shalt and thou shalt not, which was hostile to us.
各样的规条，各样的律法，对我们是好像非常不利的。
He has taken away, having nailed this IOU, this indebtedness to his cross.
他已经把我们所有欠的罪债都一起在十架上除去了。
And he did this when he, you see verse 11, the removal of the body of flesh, you see that word removal?
在第十一节讲到使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
It is a cognate term. It is when he removed the rulers and authorities.
这是同一个字，当他讲到十四节说涂抹了律例上所写攻击我们、有碍我们的，把它撤去。
When he took Adam into death with him, he removed the clothing, if you will, that Satan can attach himself to in our humanity.
当他把亚当的族类一起带进死亡的时候，好像为我们把一个常受攻击的衣服给挪去
了。So、借
着割礼呢，好像借着十架的工作，他把我们那个旧的那个亚当的那个生命。
And at the same time, he was stripping off rulers and authorities, and he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through it, that is his cross.
把他挪去了，并且呢，也将一切执政掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，仗着十架跨胜。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so the only way Jesus can build his church is if we have a revelation of him.
所以主耶稣他没有办法建立他的教会，除非我们对他有一个启示。
And so as the second man, he becomes the head of a new creation.
这个他成了第二个人，也成为了新造的元首。
From God's perspective, the old is now gone.
所以就神而言呢，旧造已经过了。
And so we have the exhortations in Ephesians 4 and Colossians 3 to put off the old humanity and put on the new.
所以在以弗所书跟哥罗西书都唱到说我们怎么样脱下旧的穿上新的。
This new has been created in righteousness and holiness and truth.
这新的乃是建造在主耶稣基督他的公义和神圣上面。
This new humanity has been created according to God.
这个新的人性呢是乃根据神而被造有的。
And in the realm of this new creation, there's neither Jew or free, bond or slave.Scythian or barbarian?
在这新的创造里面没有所谓的外邦人、犹太人、为奴的、自主的。
There's no religion, there's no Jewish or Gentile.
没有什么犹太人跟外邦人的分别。
But in this new humanity, Christ is the all and in all.
在这个新造的里面，基督乃是一切，并且住在一切里面。
When this is seen, old things really do pass away.
所以你知道圣经说到所有的旧的事都要过去。
Not just a theological statement that we read in the Bible.
这不是说我们读一个神学的理论在圣经里找到的。
But your inability to love your wife and to treat your children as Christ would. Your inability to love and express what as a loving husband and father, that inability is gone.
过去你觉得你身为做丈夫的你没办法爱你的妻子没办法爱你的孩子这个无能因为新造的出现已经过去了。
So we just say, Lord, let just everything in me that still is functioning out of the old.
在我的里面若是还是在活在旧造生命里面的。
Help me up to that cross.
主啊，带我到你的十字架。
Where I already died with you.
因为我知道在十字架上我已经与你同死了。
But experientially, I'm still wearing the vestiges of and manifesting the vestiges of the old humanity.
但是呢，在我的经验里面，好像我还活在，并且彰显出来这个旧造生命的情形。
So the last Adam has brought everything to a closure through his death on the cross.
所以末后的亚当在十字架上借着他的死结束了一切的旧造。
Now the second man is the Lord from heaven.
这第二个人呢乃是从天上来的主。
In Colossians, in Ephesians 2:15, there's now only one new man.
在以弗所书二章十五节讲到说现在只有一位新的人。
This one new man is also his church, which is his body.
这个呢新的人呢也是他的教会是基督的身体
It's also his bride.
也是他的心腹
It's his spiritual temple and dwelling place.
也是他圣灵的殿他的居住的所在
We are the future ones that will displace principalities and powers in the heavenly places. We will displace principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
我们将来会彰显在天上属灵的
That battle is now going on.
I'm sorry, I'm lost.
That battle, that warfare is now occurring.
属灵的征战现在在天上正还在进行着。
All resistance and struggle we're going through is not just with flesh and blood or human relationships.
所以我们征战的对象不是与属血气的征战。
But behind the scenes are principalities and powers.
因为在那些事情的后边乃是天空那个无数那个属灵的恶魔他掌权的人造成的。
Seeking to obstruct your...Transition from Adam to Christ.
他们唯一的目的就是要打击我们，叫我们不能够顺利的从这个旧造的里面长成到新造的里面。
Once that transition has been completed according to God's standard and requirements,
当我们的成长的过程按照神的要求完成的时候
，the rapture will occur.
神的就会来提我们。
And in conjunction with that, there's a coordination of the fullness of the Gentiles coming into the body of Christ through evangelism.
同时我们知道在那个时刻的时候外邦人得救的数目也要满足了。
That's the horizontal.
那是一个水平的线。
The vertical, the church must attain corporately to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
同时该发生垂直的方面就是教会要长成基督他完满的身量。
It must attain to the one perfect man.Ephesians 4:13.
我们必须长成那个新的完满的人。
God has everything measured.
神在每一件事上都度量我们。
He knows we're approaching the end.
他知道我们已经来到末后的世代。
And the natural sign that we can know that we are in the generation when this is going to occur.
我们从很多外面的兆头都知道我们在末后的世代里。
Is that Israel is back in the land.
比如说以色列复国这件事。
And if a person doesn't understand the relationship between Israel being revived as a nation and where we are in history, you're like a ship without a rudder.
A ship without...
Yeah, you need to... By seeing where we are in history, then you know where we are and you have a rudder. There's direction. You can have clear focus.
若是我们不明白以色列复国跟主要再来的这个时间有什么关系的话，我们好像一艘船在海上行走却没有舵。
So let's continue on with 1 Corinthians 15, please.
那我们继续看林前15章。
So now we are joined to the second man, the life-giving spirit.
我们现在已经与这个第二个人联合了，那位给生命的灵。
Not the last Adam.
他不是那个末后的亚当。
The last Adam was terminated on Calvary.
末后的亚当在十字架上已经牺牲了。
Now when Christ was raised from the dead.
当基督从死里复活的时候。
He received his life that died on that cross. He received back his own life.
他得回在十架上他所给舍弃的生命。
But something more happened.
但是还有其他事也发生了。
He received the life of us all.
他也得着了我们所有的生命。
The very life that is the Christian life came into him in that moment.
所有的基督的生命那一天都进到基督的里面。
So when he was raised from the dead, the whole new humanity came in, was born and came to life.
所以当他从死里出来的时候，整个人类又诞生了，从死亡里与基督一起出来。
So when he came forth from the grave and was and ascended into heaven, the entire church.Was fully in existed as God intended it to be.
所以当他从死里复活升上高天的时候整个教会完满的从他里面被诞生出来。
And out from his wounded side at Pentecost, his spirit came forth and he began to form his bride.
然后他差遣圣灵下来，开始装饰他的心腹。
But what he is forming on earth was already in him.
但是他在地上所做的，正在做的工程呢，是在他里面已经完成的，已经形成的。
So from Pentecost till the present, the Holy Spirit has been working and conforming everything according to the pattern in heaven.
所以呢，从五旬节开始，圣灵降临，一直到今天，他都按照他在天上的样式和计划在制作我们。
The Spirit is always working and cutting and chiseling and seeking to remove the vestiges of the old man in you and me.
圣灵在我们的里面，对我们这个天然人做许多的整修的工作。
The Holy Spirit is travailing until this Christ is fully formed in you and me.
圣灵的工作不会停止，直到在我们里面的基督呢，已经长成那个完满的身量，像天上的基督一样。
So 1 Corinthians 15 verse 48.
所以林前十五章
and 49.
第四十八、四十九节。
As is the earthly, so also those who are earthy.
讲到那属土的怎样，凡属土的就怎样。
As is the heavenly, so also those who are heavenly.
属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
That's now, brothers and sisters. That's right now.
这就是现在正在发生的事。
It'll have its final definition when we have a resurrection body.
当我们得着复活的身体，那一天我们才一切才结束。
Like he says in verses 41 and 42, there's one glory of the sun and there's another glory of the stars.
就像41、42讲到说，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。
And the moon.The glory of the moon. And then he says, for star differs from star in glory.
这星和那星的荣光也有分别。
So will the resurrection from the dead.
死人复活也是这样。
So if God called us all home right now and we stood before him.
如果神现在呼召我们所有人的回家，我们都站在神的面前。
If you're a child of God and you're truly born again.
如果你是一个真实重生神的儿女。
After you have passed the judgment seat of Christ,
我们来到耶稣基督他的审判台前。
And the all-consuming fire of that divine nature tested and examined all that we are and have done.
他审判的火会分辨显明一切我们一生所行的。
We would all have one thing in common.
我们都会有一个共同点。
A resurrection body.
就是我们都有一个复活的身体。
But oh, what a difference one star differs from another.
但是呢，这星与那星的荣光会不同，所以我们显出的也会不同。
And you will shine in direct proportionality and correspondence to the measure in which Christ was formed in you and time.
我们的荣光完全按照我们里面基督生命的那个度量，在我们一生地上行走的过程所累积的。
And in the measure in which His works through the Holy Spirit was expressed through your life and mine.
还有他在借着圣灵在我们一生的生命中所做的工作，都在那一天会显出来。
So write Paul writing to the carnal Christians.
所以，保罗写给了在哥林多的圣徒，他们还在肉身的里面。
They are currently bearing the earthly.
他们那个时候呢，还是属地的。
They are currently bearing the manifesting the solical.
他们还显出那个在魂生命里的各样的情形。
He is warning them.
他警告他们。
And we're going to read 49 together, and I'm going to make a correct, I'll see what your translation is, and if it's not correct, we will correct it.
我们看第四十九节，并看看中文的翻译是怎样。
And just as we have borne the image of the earthly, let us also bear the image of the heavenly.
我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
Does your translation say let us, or does it say we shall bear?
Say we shall.
Yeah. See, that's the correction.If I had a board here, I'd draw on the board. In the manuscript transmission, there is a little vowel change. For us, O men. One is an omicron and one is an omega. One says, we shall bear, and the other says, let us bear. It's just one little letter difference.
在这里他讲的说原文的那个翻译说我们既有属土的形状就让我们也有属天的形状而不是说将来必有属天的形状。
So in a very small minority of manuscripts it says we shall bear.
但是有小部分的译本呢是讲到说我们将来必有属天的形状。
But in the majority of the manuscripts it says let us bear.
但绝大多数的经文里面讲到说因此让我们也有属天的形状。
Because the word for us a men means...We shall bear. But for us, so man means let us bear.
因为这两个字听起来很像但是意思有点不同。
I'm making her work hard. She doesn't like me to come here because of this reason. All right, so here's the point. I'll get the point to you. Why did the editors of the original of the Greek text put in "we shall bear"?
那为什么呢？希腊文的有讲到说，我们将来也必有属天的形状。
They're thinking Paul is not writing to exhort them; he is just making a doctrinal statement.
他并不是在那里高举他们，他只是在做一个好像一个教导。
And so they went ahead and made a decision to put in the minority a reference "we shall bear." They made the decision, the editors.
所以是那个在翻译的时候，那些编辑他们做了一个这样的决定，要小部分的译本是写将来必有。
But if you know the heart of Paul,
但你若是真认识保罗的心肠
the majority textual evidence is correct.
大部分的翻译本都是正确的。
Let us bear.
让我们也有属天的形状。
The image of the heavenly.
让我们也有属天的形状。
Why? Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
因为属血气的人是不能继承神的国的，这就是为什么。
Only that which is bearing the image of the heavenly can inherit.
唯有那个有属天形象的能够继承天国的事属天的
So yes, it's a doctrinal passage, but Paul was never interested in just giving doctrine. He wanted to see these people's lives changed.
因为保罗从来不是只喜欢讲个道理的，他所说的话都是叫人有改变的。
And the proof that this isn't just a doctrinal passage on the resurrection.
所以我为了要证明说这不是只是一个他的一个教导。
Look at his final exhortation in verse 58. That's hortatory. That is, it is an appeal.
你看他在最后五十八节所讲的。
In other words, verse 58, he concludes this passage, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil in the Lord, toil is not in vain in the Lord, because it will all be manifest in various degrees in the resurrection.
他说，所以他说，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的，因为有一天各心都要显出他不同的荣耀。
Your life on our lives on earth in time mean a great deal to the Lord.
我们在地上所过的生活对神来说是很有意义的。
We have just one life to give to Him.
我们只有一生可以归给主的。
We're not going to get another chance.
我们没有第二个生命的。
And so this life needs to be lived exclusively and utterly to Him.
所以我们的这一生这一个生命需要绝对的并且完全的只有为主来活着
Watchman Nee said this
尼多森弟兄曾经这样讲
And especially after he was put in prison
特别是他被逮捕入监狱的时候
I want nothing for myself
他说为己无所求
I want everything for the Lord
为主求一切
And he died proving that
他的死他的殉道证明了他所说的话
May we pursue the same legacy.
让我们一起来跟从这样的脚踪
Whether we die daily or we die all at once as a martyr
无论我们是一次来为主殉道或者我们每一天向自己死
I'm going to entrust Romans 5:12 to the end of the chapter to my brother Phil
我现在要把罗马书第五章十二节到那一章的末了交给我的 Phil 弟兄
Because there is a contrast between two men there.
在这里描述到这两人的不同
There's the one man Adam and the one man Jesus Christ.
一个是亚当这个人一个是耶稣基督这个人
So my intention this morning was to go through Romans 5:12 through 21.
所以今天早晨盼望我们读罗马书五章十二到二十一节
But if I were to begin there, this would take us... into an area that I would rather allow Phil to expound on and expand as the Lord directs you, so I'm assigning it to you. So you don't have the freedom to choose any other passage. I've never done this before, but you can see how submissive he is.
我现在要把这一段经文要求分配给 Phil 弟兄来跟我们分享我从来没有做过这样的事但是我今天早上要这样做
Now, As the Lord directs him, he can refer to any passage you want but I want this to be the text that we contrast the two humanities
请你按照神给你的感动来交通但是请就着这一段经文来交通
So we'll go to 1 Corinthians and we will contrast the natural and the spiritual
我们要就着这一段经文跟那个刚才我们所读灵前十五章的经文来做比较看到属天然的跟属灵的不同
To give a background to the Corinthians, it's important to understand the general framework of the first four chapters.
Corinthians or Romans?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians. No, I'm giving that. That'll be for after, whenever we meet. Whenever that? Is that this afternoon?
Yeah.
That'll be Phil. So I'm going to stay in Corinthians.
Okay.
So this is the first four chapters of Corinthians. There's a framework.
在哥林多前书前四章呢是一个基本的架构。
Basically, you have a contrast between the natural man and the spiritual man.
讲到一个我们这个属天然的跟属灵人的不同。
You have that which is the contrast between the earthly and the heavenly.
我们讲到属地的跟属天的不同。
Between the first, between the first Adam and the second man.
那个首先的亚当和第二个人。
And so there is that which represents the wisdom of the world, chapter 1, verse 20. Paul is dealing with Christians who are caught up with the wisdom of this world.
因为保罗他所讲话的对象呢是在世上所谓的智慧人。
He also refers to the wisdom of men in 1 Corinthians 2:5.
在二章十五二章第五节他讲到说人的智慧。
And so there's a contrast between Adam and Christ.
所以在亚当跟基督之间是有个很大的分别的。
In terms of source.
尤其他们的来源是不同的。
In fact, they were divided in such a way that some preferred Apollos and some Paul and some Peter and some were so spiritual they were over in another corner saying, I am of Christ.
因此在他们中间就起了这个很多的纷争，有人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，有人说我说我是属基督的。
I mean, isn't it true that some of the Chinese assemblies kind of refer to the same way instead of directly to Christ? I'm of this leader and I belong to this leader and I belong to that leader. Isn't it kind of the same?
甚至在中国的教会里不是也普遍吗？有人说我是属于这个领袖的，我是属于那个属灵的领袖的。
I was kind of wondering if that had some of its roots in Confucianism.
我不晓得跟我们中国人受孔夫子教育是不是有一点关系。
And I don't know, but if it has any roots in Confucianism,then that is a Corinthian state in that area.
我不知道有没有这样的情形，不过若是我们有什么教义是根基于孔夫子的教训的话，这个就好像当初哥林多教会的光景。
That is Christ's headship over that any assembly is limited by the degree that there's an upline.
就是基督他在一个教会里他能成型的度量呢是受限制于那个教会他的那个过去的历史跟根源。
In the early church, we see the autonomy of local churches.
在早期的教会历史上你看到各教会都很有自主权。
And Paul respected that autonomy.
保罗也很敬重各教会的自主权。
Although he is an apostle, he had unique authority.
他虽然身为使徒他有特别的权柄。
When those apostles passed off the scene, that authority no longer existed in a single man.
但当一个使徒过去的时候的那个权柄就不再存在了。
Unless you belong to the Roman Catholic Church, and then you can refer to the Pope as the primary apostle.
但是如果你是天主教徒你会说我们的主教是我们唯一的权柄。
But the problems that occur is the limitation. Christ, is Christ divided up among you?
所以呢问题发生在那个时代呢就是说基督受了很大的限制好像基督在他们中间都被分裂了。
When you have tradition or the wisdom of man or the wisdom of the world coming into the church, there will always be some form of limitation.
当人的智慧或是世界的智慧或我们的传统进到教会里的时候就造让耶稣基督受到限制。
So the Corinthians, as Paul was writing to them, they were actually evaluating him.
当保罗写给哥林多教会的时候呢哥林多教会也同时正在评估保罗这个使徒。
They actually thought they were more spiritual than Paul.
他们甚至觉得他们比保罗更属灵。
That comes out in the first four chapters.
在第前面四章里你可以看出来这件事。
In fact, chapter 12, verse 1, concerning spiritual gifts, it doesn't say that, concerning those who are spiritual.
在十二章的时候他讲到说论到属灵这件事。
See, they actually thought they were more spiritual than any other church on planet Earth at that time.
在那个时候哥林多教会是很骄傲他们觉得他们比当时地上所有的教会都属灵。
They're the first Pentecostal church, you know.
因为他们是第一个五旬节的教会。
And they were the most carnal.
但是呢他们却是最带着肉体的教会。
But in their mind, they were the most spiritual.
在他们的想法里他们是最属灵的。
So spiritual that they could actually evaluate Paul.
他们觉得他们这么属灵他们可以来评估保罗的属灵程度。
Now most of us, if we had a mess like this, we'd walk off and say, you can have it, I'm going to go candidate for another church.
那我们大部分人如果是保罗的话可能我们就说算了我不要跟你们啰嗦我到另外一个教会去。
But Paul had such a magnanimous heart that he just condescended and he rolled up his sleeve and he went to work.
但是保罗是这样一个殷勤又大的心肠的工人，所以他就把衣袖卷起来开始在这个教会里工作。
I am so looking forward to meeting this brother.
我实在很盼望有一天能够面对面遇见保罗。
He is truly an amazing brother.
他真是一个非常奇妙的弟兄。
Very few people can say, be imitators of me, even as I am of Christ. Very few.
因为很少人能够说你们要效法我，因为我就是基督。
Now Simon Zhao, when, after he spent 41 years in prison, when he got out, he could say that.
Say it again, sorry.
So Simon Zhao, after he spent 41 years in prison, when he got out, he could have said that, although he was too humble to say it.
Well, Simon?
Simon Zhao.
Oh, Zhao Yong.
Simon Zhao.
Zhao Simon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll remember that.
赵西门，他从监狱40年之后被释放出来，他也可以这样自夸，但他是很谦卑，他没有这样讲。
I was talking with Deborah Xu yesterday, and I said, what measure of Christ did you see in Zhao Xiamen after he was released from his 41-year imprisonment?
我昨天跟一位姊妹谈到，问他说，你觉得基督在这个赵西门弟兄身上的度量是怎样？
Deborah's face got real animated and just lit up.
这位姊妹的，她叫底波拉，她的脸讲提到这位弟兄，她就好像脸上突然就很发了光彩。
He said when people would see him, they would say, "Is that an angel or is that a human being?"
他说你知道吗？当人看见的他的时候，常常说这个是一个人还是一个天使啊
？See, like Luke 11 says, his whole body was full of light.
就像路加福音11章所说，他整个人好像全身都放着光芒。
He had made the transition from Adam to Christ.
因为他已经从那个亚当的那个肉身里面进展到基督的那个身量里了。
So the spirit, soul, and even his body was full of light.
所以他的灵、他的魂，甚至他的肉身都彰显出基督的光芒。
And that reference is taken from Luke 11:33-36.
我刚才所讲的是路加福音十一章里面所提到的。
We can just read that together and
which one
see the eye. The eye being single means the eye is healthy because it's focused on Christ.
在这里第34节讲到说，你的眼睛就是身上的灯。这个眼睛这个字是用单数的，表示是专一的看着耶稣。
Yeah, this means that the eye is healthy because not only is Christ the center of our focus and vision, but He fills our periphery and horizon.
就讲到说这个眼睛不仅是在一个健康的状态里，而且呢它的中心就是耶稣基督，也被耶稣基督所充满。
So let's just read this together, please.
让我们一起读
Which verse?
33-36.
33-36节。没有人点灯放在地轿子里或是斗底下，总是放在灯台上，使进来的人得见亮光。你眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。所以你要醒察，恐怕你里头的光或者黑暗了。若是你全身光明，毫无黑暗，就必全然光明，如同灯的明光照亮你。
You see, this is not only personal, but there's going to be a representation of this truth in a remnant at the end of this age.
这不只是就的个人来讲的，而是讲到说在末世的时候，那个渔民所应当显出的光景。
There will be a corporate body full of light.
那会有一个全体性的、整体的那个见证显出来，充满了光明。
This will be the result of the morning star arising in the hearts of that remnant.
这光明能够显出来，乃是因为明亮的晨星基督自己显在这些得胜的渔民的里面。
You just put together Luke 11:36 with 2 Peter 1:19.
如果你对照路加福音十一章三十六节跟彼得后书一章九节。
But that's for another time.
不过我们要在另外一个信息里才可能再来做这个比较。
Yeah, maybe we can cover that at some point today after our brother.
主日
takes us through our Romans passage.
也许今天我们在别的信息里面可以做这个比较。
All right, let's go back to Corinthians and let's notice the conflict between the two humanities.
让我们回到哥林多前书，看到这两个身体的整个这两个人性的对照。
You see, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2.
明前一章第二节。
Verse 2, I determined to know nothing among you carnal Christians. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 2. I determined to know nothing amongst you carnal babes in Christ.
二章二节说，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。
Except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Why didn't he say except Jesus Christ and Him resurrected?
他为什么不说只知道耶稣基督并他复活呢？
When you go to Ephesians, that's all you see. You see Jesus Christ basically in resurrection.
但你看到他写给以弗所教会的书信里面，他就讲了耶稣基督和他复活的事。
These saints were so carnal and on the ground of Adam that he could only come to them on the ground of crucifixion.
因为在当时哥林多教会的光景，他们整个是在那个肉体的情况里，所以保罗要就他们的程度来教导他们。
So how did the Holy Spirit manifest himself through Paul amongst these carnal babes in Christ?
所以呢，圣灵怎么样借着保罗来彰显，像这一群这个婴儿一般的基督徒彰显主耶稣自己呢？
Verse 3 and 4, you see the very the crucified Christ in the vessel Paul.
我们在第三、第四节，就是第二章三十节，可以看到他怎么描述，保罗怎么样把基督钉十字架的生命显出来。
You see, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, declares their true spiritual condition.
那在第三章一到四节的时候，很清楚的描述当时呢哥林多教会他们属灵的光景。
But before he lowers the boom and describes them for what they really are, men of the flesh.
但在他能够真的向这一群属肉体的人来描述来教导的时之前
that they're just fleshly and acting like unbelievers
他说他们的整个的行为就好像不信主的人一样
before he does that he transitions
在他能够这样教导之前他必须有一个改变
he says in chapter 2 verse 6 that we do speak wisdom see they as Greeks thought they were pursuing wisdom
因为那一群人他们是希腊人他们觉得他们在追求智慧
But Paul says we do speak verse 6 to those who are mature
但他保罗在第六节就讲到说我们也讲智慧但是像那个有成熟的人讲
And he describes the tremendous blessing of what it means to be mature
然后他开始描述什么叫做属灵的成熟
He says in verse 9 that the things which eye has not seen or ear heard or even entered the heart of man, God has prepared for those who love him. See, loving him and being mature, they relate.
第九节讲到说神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心也未曾想过的。你知道爱主的人跟属灵成熟的人是有一个关联的。
And so in verse 10 he says, but God has revealed. In other words, for those who are mature, God has revealed.
然后第十节讲到对那些成熟的人呢其实神已经将这些事显明了。
For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God.
因为圣灵他参透万事就是神深奥的事也参透了。
So the depths of God are for the mature.
神深奥的事是向着成熟的人写出的。
And the shallow areas are for those who are still shallow or spiritual babes.
那粗浅的事呢，神就向那些不成熟的人写出。
So how long you been a Christian?
所以我们做基督徒多久了
？You see, I mean, you could be many years. A Christian is still very shallow.
我们可以多年做基督徒多年，却仍然非常的肤浅。
You see, unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground, you remain alone. You're just locked up in your own little world.
除非我们像一粒麦子落在土里死了，不然呢，我们好像还是紧紧的锁在自己小小的世界里。
But if that grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it bears much fruit.
但是，一粒麦子若不落在土里死了，它若落在土里死了，就结出许多的籽粒了。
Because the life of Christ, which is the life of the inner man, is able to be released.
因为我们若死了，基督的生命，也就是我们这个里边的人呢，就能够被释放出来。
Now he says in verses 12 through 14, it's very important.
12到14节所说的是非常的重要。
We have received not the spirit of the world, which is governed by the wisdom of men.
我们所领受的不是世上的灵。
But the spirit who is from God.
乃是从神来的灵。
That we might know the things given to us in grace by God.
叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Which things we also speak. Verse 13.
并且我们讲说这些事
not in words taught by human wisdom,
不是用人智慧所指教的言语
but those taught by the Spirit,
乃是用圣灵所指教的言语
And what does your Chinese Bible say for the rest of the sentence, please?
Explain the spiritual things through the spiritual words.
Okay, You see, explaining spiritual things to spiritual words?
Through
spiritual words. Okay. Here's, and I please bear with me, but the translators are, they have a choice to make. Okay? In other words, you can read it this way. Combining or teaching spiritual thoughts with spiritual words, that's one way to read it. In the original, that would be neuter. But the form of the word can be either neuter or masculine. The form is the same, and so when they're translating it, they have a choice to make. Does Paul mean neuter or does Paul mean masculine? Because the form is the same.
Okay.
So if it's neuter, teaching spiritual, it would be like you have it in your Chinese. That would be like neuter. If you choose the masculine, it's teaching spiritual things to spiritual men.
Okay, there are two versions here. There's a little parenthesis. That's either that or what you said.
Okay, well, and the other is in parenthesis?
Yeah, 这里讲到用属灵的话解释属灵的事，然后有刮胡或做将属灵的事讲与属灵的人，他就讲说有这两种可能性。
And since the actual grammatical form can be either neuter or masculine, they have to make a choice, one or the other.
Well, we have both.
Okay, so why is it, how do we know it's not neuter? Why do we know it's masculine? Because verse 14 uses the antithesis, natural man, in antithesis to spiritual man. See, verse 14
yeah.
in context.
Okay, 所以他觉得说，为什么我们知道，事实上夸胡里的那个解释是比较，那个翻译是比较正确，将属灵的事讲与属灵的人。因为他说，如果你看第十四节，他就提到属血气的人，还有属灵的人，所以他的那个文意是比较通的。如果是用夸胡里的这个解释。Okay,
so now that explains why there's the option, and so now we know from the context that Paul is contrasting two kinds of humanity. Spiritual man versus natural man.
在这里，保罗又比较两种不同的人，一种是属血气的人，一种是属灵的人。Now
we usually say natural man, that refers to the unbeliever.
通常我们讲一个人是属天然的，属血气是讲到说不信主的人。Well,
that's true, but Paul is not contrasting believer between unbeliever.
但是在这里，保罗所比较的不是信主的对不信主的。In
chapter 3, verses 1 and following, he says that these natural men are really carnal Christians.
他第三章一开始就解释到，他所说的这些所谓属血气的，就是呢这些活在肉体里的这些基督徒。So
we're able to impart and teach spiritual thoughts to spiritual people or men.
要将属灵的事呢讲给属灵的人。But
if your life is governed by the soul and you have not been you have not brought into crucifixion with Christ.
但是若是你活在你的魂生命里，你不认识基督他同定的这个重要性。
You do not have the capacity to welcome and receive the things of the Spirit of God.
They
are foolishness to you.
You
cannot understand spiritual phenomena.
Because
they are spiritually examined, spiritually appraised. Verse 15, but the one who is spiritual critically examines all things. He has spiritual discernment.
所以15节说, 属灵的人能够看透万事。
Yet he is not being, but he is not appraised by any man. In other words, the Corinthians are thought they were evaluating Paul, and he's saying, you do not know who I am.
但是却没有一人能看透了他。保罗在这里就比喻说,哥林多人啊,你们是没有办法看透我这个属灵的情形。
The spiritual man has the mind of the Lord. Who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him?
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢?
But we, that is Paul and his co-workers,
但我们就是指的保罗和他的同工,
we have the mind of Christ.
他们是有主的心的,
you do not.
但是哥林多那个教会的情形是没有的。
So he continues, I, brethren, cannot speak to you as spiritual men.
所以呢,我没有办法呢,他继续就说,所以弟兄们,我没有办法把你们当作属灵的。
So the issue is not are you saved or not, but are you operating in the realm of the spiritual man in contrast to the natural man?
所以问题不是说你得救了没有，而是在乎你活在一个属灵的还是一个属肉体的情况。
Because it's not long before you're operating as the carnal man.
因为呢，很明显的，他们活在肉体的情况。
And in this case, they were they were saying, I'm of Paul, and I'm of Cephas, and I'm of
Apollos. 所以他们才会在那里互相争竞说，我是属于保罗，我是属基法的，我是属亚波罗的。
So there's a certain sense in which all denominations represent Corinthianism.
所以就这个意义来说，很多这个众教派的光景呢，就好像这个哥林多教会的情形。
So what is the answer to every church division?
所以呢，就着众教会分裂的情形，我们应该有怎么样的答案？
What is the answer to every division in a family and that which would ultimately break up in a marriage?
或者在家庭婚姻里中有这个分别造成家庭破裂婚姻破裂的这答案是什么？
Two men.
就是两种人。
Adam or Christ?
你是在亚当里呢，还在基督里？
Which one are we living out from?
我们是活在哪一个生命里？
And so we need to be before the Lord and say, if you know, if I'm having struggles and whatever it is, take me to the cross where all of me that is not according to Christ can die.
主啊，我们应该来到主面前祷告说，主，你知道我所有的挣扎，带我到你的十字架面前，把一切所有在我里是属于我的都在十字架上出去，都放在十字架上。
So I might come onto the ground of resurrection.
所以我能够来到那个复活的境地。
And be living the life of the second man, the Lord from heaven.
好叫我能够活出这个第二个人的生命，就是天上主的生命。
Major Ian Thomas, who is now with the Lord,
有一位弟兄现在已经到主那里去了。
He said, "The Christian life is neither difficult nor hard."
他说，基督徒的生活既不困难也不艰苦。
The Christian life is utterly impossible.
基督徒的生活是基本上是办不到的。
Because there's only one who can live it.
因为只有一位能够这样活。
And that's Christ Himself.
就是基督他的自己。
So we need to learn how to let Him.
所以我们必须学习如何让主来在我们里面活着。让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
父啊，我们为着耶稣基督感谢你。
Who not only went to the cross and died for our sins.
他不仅在十字架上为我们的罪舍了性命。
Who on that cross was our sin, our substitute for sins.
在十字架上他也成为我们罪的代替。
But as the last Adam.
身为那个末后的亚当
he was our representative.
他代表了我们
and he was made sin for us.
他为我们成了罪
that he took all that we are with him into death.
他把我们的琐事都一起带了死亡的里面
that in the death of Christ,
在基督的死亡里
we all died.
我们都死了
and now through his resurrection,
借着他的复活
We can progressively come into union with Him.
我们可以逐渐的与他联合。
As we come united with Him in the likeness of His death.
就像我们在死的形状上与他联合一样。
So we too can progressively become united with Him in the likeness of His resurrection.
我们也可以逐渐在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And then you will be released in this generation.
那你就能够在我们这个世代被释放发表出来。
Released into our families.
在我的家中被释放出来在我的婚姻中释放出来
you could be released into our churches,
能够在我们的教会里被释放出来
released into the great work that you are seeking to do through the church in China,
在你在中国要做的事情的教会中被释放出来
and complete the Back to Jerusalem vision,
完成那个归回耶路撒冷的指示
so that you may return.
好叫你能够早早回来。
So help us, Lord, to lay hold of this.
主啊，帮助我们认识、抓紧这个事情。
So that we can be a people who are looking forward to and hastening the coming day of God.
好叫我们能够成为那个殷勤期盼你快回来的百姓。
And whenever Christ, who is the life of us all,
无论你是什么，这就是我们的生命。
When He is manifested,
当你被彰显
we too shall be manifested with Him in the glory.
我们要与你一同在荣耀里显现。
So we thank you for this time in the Word.
主，我们感谢你早晨的话语。
May your challenge and blessing be on these dear saints.
愿你自己的挑战和你的祝福都与我们众圣徒同在。
Lead them into the fullness of the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
带领他们长进基督完满的丰量。
Make us a blessing.
让我们成为祝福。
For your own name's sake, we pray.
奉主的名，阿门。